From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. This is Morning Edition. Good morning. Today is Friday, March 7th at 8:55, and we have Danny Poff on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Danny.
Good morning. Thank you for having me. We have kind of mixed trade here to start off this Friday. May corn up a penny at 4.65. December corn down 2 1/4 at 4.48 3/4. May soybeans down a nickel at 10.22 1/4. The November new crop contract down a penny and 3/4 at 10.19. And May wheat, Chicago SRW wheat down 5 3/4 this morning. Trying to consolidate, it appears to me, a little bit from recent volatility. Looking out outside markets, April WTI oil up $1.39 at 67.75. Equities, last check on the Dow Jones, up 148 points at 42,727. Like I said, looks like we're trying to find some consolidation after really a wild week. We had tariffs get in place on Tuesday, and we were down sharply while we were live at the Beef House with Todd Gleason. So that was a challenge to kind of give a market opinion when, you know, you have such, you know, policy shifts just really, really affecting trade and thus affecting profitability on the farm. This is, you know, the crops you sell, that's the revenue producers get, is really dependent on that. So wild trade, like I said, middle of the week. We rallied yesterday on news that basically the Trump administration was going to delay tariffs on Canada and Mexico here in North America. Mexico earlier in the day and then Canada later in the day yesterday. So looking to consolidate and just kind of calm down a little bit. We're in such a headline trade market. It's pretty unbelievable. I'm just kind of looking over my shoulder what's going to happen next. And, you know, as it seems like it might calm down as the North American tariffs are delayed at least 1 month, the focus will probably shift towards Asia. China's foreign minister strongly rebuked Trump tariffs and called them two-faced and evil. So focus, again, I think will shift across over to Asia, to China, as North America trade relations seem a little bit cooler than they were earlier this week. Updated U.S. drought monitor indicated about 60% of U.S. corn area is in some level of drought, and 50% of soybean area as well in drought conditions. And really, the last month, you can really tell drought has expanded substantially in Illinois and Indiana. So might be kind of good, actually, to get things planted timely, but we'll need that to shift and improve for a palatable, you know, good growing season down the road. We have a high of 73 degrees forecasted here at the Champaign office Tuesday, Wednesday next week. So I'm certain we'll see some sort of field work next week. I've already seen some anhydrous tanks moving around and getting applied here, believe it or not, here early March. Of interest, South Dakota has banned the use of eminent domain for carbon dioxide pipelines. We'll have to see if other states will follow. That's really a hot button topic in a lot of these local communities. And you kind of wonder if some of these tax credits, there's just not the strength that there was with the new administration as they were leveraging 45Q and were looking forward to 45Z. But that we've been kind of quiet on news front on any type of 45Z momentum there. Reminder, ARC and PLC election is due April 15th at your local FSA office. And just want to update the listeners, we did get our Feb averages established now on soybeans, ended up at 10.54. And you compare versus the last couple of years, we are down on that guarantee on beans. Last year was 11.55. 2023 was 1376, 2022, 1433, and 2021, 1187. You got to go clear back to 2020 at 917. So we're basically the lowest in 5 years here on soybeans. Corn, however, we ended up at a 470. We really, you look at a chart, we had a really nice rally to set that Feb average here this year. After our October, believe it or not, was 416. Again, our Feb average for DEIS 25 new crop insurance will be 470. Last year was 466. 2023 was 591. 2022, 590. And then 2021, 458. So believe it or not, the last 10 years, we're the third highest Feb average for our discovery for our floor or guarantee on revenue protection for new crops. So we are starting to see spring around the corner, Kimberly. Hope everyone stays safe out there as you get out in the field and keep your eyes peeled for big equipment on the road. I hope everyone has a great weekend and beat Purdue tonight.
Thanks so much, Danny. Have a wonderful weekend as well and a great rest of your day. We'll take a quick look at your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard. For today, cloudy skies, a chance of rain possibly changing into some light snow later today. Otherwise, a high of 45 degrees. Tonight, light rain ending before midnight. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with a low of 28 degrees. And tomorrow, sunny with a high of 48. You've been listening to Morning Edition from NPR on WILL AM 580, Illinois Soul FM 101.1, and WILL FM 90.9, HD3 Urbana. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Thanks for listening.